Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
We were just having an enlightening conversation before we started the Share Funny about the pros and cons of kite flying.
Yeah.
I was saying that's something that white people do that I don't, as a white person, I don't really get. A lot of white people love flying kites. I'm seeing them busting them out. We had a couple of pretty days where we live in the past week, and they're out there with a kite. Windy, time for a kite.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I've done it with my kids a few times, but it never is, like as an adult, like, hey, I'm going to go get a kite today. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it's for kids. To me, it's for kids.
Yeah. But it's awesome. I mean, it's really fun when you.
But once you get it up there, what do you do? You just stand there and hold it.
Yeah, move around, whatever. It's kind of cool to see how the world works.
It's, you're not wrong. That's basic. What can you do? It's in the air.
It's there. It's up there. You're holding it. It's like, that's cool.
Yeah, you kind of move it around.
Hey, let's move it around. Let's see if we can make a dive and go back up. Yeah. And, you know. The wind's dying down. What's going to happen? Oh, the wind picked it up. Hey.
Seems like it could be a drinking game, like a sport.
You know, everything
drink
doesn't have
fly
to
fly kite.
Everything doesn't have to be a drinking game.
Look who's talking. I mean,
you know what makes kite flying better? Heroin.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, so spice it up a bit. If it's just kind of boring standing there flying a kite, maybe just add some liquor.
Well, you know what it does at the beach? It occupies your children. You know, hey, buddy, hold this for a minute. You hold it. Keep it up there. And then you can go sit down and drink and yell stuff. back up a little bit. All right. You're good. Right there. Okay. Watch those people.
You know what it does for me at the beach? Annoys the shit out of me.
When other people are flying kites?
Because I told y'all I was there relaxing. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm just sitting there. I'm just listening to the ocean. I like to kind of doze off while I'm on the beach. And this clown, it was either last year or a couple of years ago, full grown, you know, dude, you can imagine what he looks like. He's a kite enthusiast. Comes out there and he gets this kite up off the ground, and it's one of those that's probably $400 worth of kite.
Yeah.
And it makes the sound of an airplane. So every time he would go to dive it down, it would go, and then back up, and it sounded like a model airplane.
Yeah, that's
like a remote control plane. And so, like, God. He even had some sort of a fancy belt with shit on it that went along with his. I mean, come on.
Dude, he had a kite
go
belt?
Do that. Yeah, go do that in the parking lot or something. Oh, you're right behind people, make it sound like a crop duster's landing on them.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've never seen that before, but that's ridiculous.
I wanted to shoot it down.
Or just get up and, like, use scissors.
That would have been great.
Just get up.
If you had just stood up and walked over to him and said, "That's your kite?" Yeah.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
And it sounded like it was dive bombing. Like when he would make it, you know, go up and down, it would, and go back up.
He's probably thinking, he's damn. Like, wait till all these ladies see me flying my kite. They're going to hop on this thing like.
They're gonna see this kite belt.
Yeah.
I think, I got to get some of that.
Yeah, I'm not out here just like the kids. You know, just running, getting a running start and trying to get mine to catch some air.
Yeah.
I'm actually a kite enthusiast. I'm the president of my kite enthusiast club.
Got a kite belt.
I mean, every Monday, whether anyone's there or not, we meet.
Let's see those tennies, ladies.
Yeah, and he's also the type of guy that that his arch enemy would be drone pilots.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the cooler, yeah. Like more sleek.
Here, you're cheating.
Here come the drones. You think you're so cool.
They're like, what's up, kite nerd?
He's the drone to knock down his kite.
Yeah.
Drone buff. The drone flies up and just sets his kite on fire in the air.
Yeah, it's got like a little flame. Right.
And he can't even see who's doing it because they're like 2 miles away.
Yeah. Take that, kite nerd.
Damn it. Not again.
Son of a bitch. Kite wars.
But anyway, Alexis was saying that she wanted to go fly a kite. She's been wanting to do that.
That's weird. So you've never flown a kite?
I've never flown a kite ever in my whole life.
They don't allow that in the church you grew up in?
No. Kite flying, not allowed. Yeah, I don't know why we never did it. My mom was probably like, nope, that's annoying, not doing it.
That's true.
Yeah. Because They used to be so, the only ones we had access to were so cheap, and they had that stick. You know that stick with the cross?
That's the only kind we ever had was the cheap. Oh, yeah. That plastic stick.
Yeah, I've bought a couple that are a little bit more expensive just for the beach with the kids before. But, yeah, for the most part, it was a stick kite.
And then the first time I ever saw somebody that had a reel, like a rod and reel, that had the string on it, I thought that was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, not cool enough to want to do it, but
yeah, hell no.
But I mean, you gotta get it in somehow.
Sure.
Make it easier, I guess.
Yeah, I think the first time I ever flew a kite, my dad had bought one of those little things, the little red thing. I would hold it and you'd reel it back in like that. I don't know what happened to that.
I remember seeing kids. All we had was that big. It was almost round, but it was flat on the top. It had the string wrapped around a cardboard piece in the middle, like toilet paper.
Right? Yeah.
And I'd seen kids drop that before and then have to chase it across the playground as it's unraveling and going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to fly a kite, and then I also want to have a remote-controlled boat that I can just, you know, like in Stuart Little. Did you ever watch that movie? Yeah.
I had a
Do you think you could actually ride on it? Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to.
Because that's what Stuart Little did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but obviously not ride on it.
For transportation? Selling your car?
Yeah.
And I also don't like how gaudy all the kites are. Do they make them just like in a sleek color?
Well, they got to be gaudy because they're way up in the air. So you got to make an impression when they're all the way up there. Dragons.
I love that.
But
dragon
the colors,
one.
I mean, can we get a nice sleek black kite?
Well,
should they not make that?
It's more for the more advanced kite flyers.
Yeah. A black kite up in the air. Seems like pirates are coming.
Well, this is good. They show using this kite in a lightning storm, which I'm pretty sure you should not do.
unless you're Ben Franklin.
Yep. Yeah, really.
So see if you can find the ones that sound like airplanes. That guy may have actually made his. Loud-ass kites.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Get out of here. But do you do tricks with them?
Oh, yeah.
Once you get them up there and stuff?
I've seen them more with, like, the two-handled kites. So instead of the one string, it's got the two-handled. And they'll go down and...
You can make it pull one and makes it dive down and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've seen that before.
But look at this guy. I mean, he's got a whole kite harness.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put on my kite harness. I'll be right out.
And what is that? Is $200?
$200, yeah.
Yeah.
He white.
He's hot, though.
Of course. Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure
not
that's
flying.
Not the type of guys that fly those type of kites look like that.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't
know. You think?
I wouldn't think so.
I bet you could find kite flyers on beaches on the internet that are just like regular out there on the beach.
Sure.
You know, butt crack showing the whole thing.
Sure. I'm flying a kite. I looked up hot kite flyers just to see. Like they're all going to look like Abercrombie models or something.
All out there shirtless, jeans, low slung.
I'm going to see some kite flying sight soon.
Oh, there's a woman flying a kite.
Yeah.
You don't see that often.
There you go. Those
he's wearing his gi out there, which is always a good look.
He must be flying a dragon. I bet that's a competition.
Yeah.
They have kite flying competitions.
Sure. They fight them, too.
That looks like, I was going to say, that looks like they were fighting kites.
Huh.
I'm a kite fighter. What do you do? I'm a kite fighter. Oh, she's like, oh, hold on. Do you have condoms? Let's go. As a matter of fact, I do.
All right, we need to investigate this world then, because if there is some sort of a niche, then there are groupies that go along with it. I mean, who would have thought that the, what do you call them, the competitive eaters would have such groupie women?
Right. Are there kite fighting groupies? That's a good question.
Are kite enthusiast groupies?
Yeah. That are just so hot.
Because aren't there, what are they, what's that called, LARPing? Yeah. Don't they have groupies too?
I don't know. But I'm sure, you know, it's like Civil War reenactments. I'm sure they have groupies.
Yeah, they have kites, some kite fighting videos, kite fighting in New York. A group of Pakistani immigrants in New York are preserving a traditional South Asian sport.
Okay, so now my criticism of it's going to be called racist.
Yeah, let's see.
Well, probably.
And there is some, it says, welcome to the wonderful, exciting world of kite fighting, but it is, it does appear to be, I think this video is shot in Pakistan as well.
I don't know if it's exciting. That's the right word. We're watching a kite fight right now. It's not exactly edge of your seat stuff.
Exciting world. It's not a very exciting world.
Well, how do they keep their strings from getting tangled up with each other?
I don't know.
I was thinking.
That's a good question. They're like, hey, you sunk my battleship.
It is very peaceful to watch. It's like soothing a little bit.
What, watching kites?
Just seeing them float in the
sea. That little sound they make, that little ripple sound of the wind.
With the tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do show another thing here that I found, ran across these guys with huge dragon kites that they fly on the beach.
Yeah.
And as they come up, it's just, they have a huge tail that's hundreds of feet long, dragon behind it, that goes up into the air with it as well. It's pretty cool looking.
Fireworks?
No fireworks. Oh.
Be a whole lot cooler if it had fireworks.
I think when you have a lot of kites in the air, fireworks, not exactly what you want going off in midair.
Well, that's what a kite fight should be. Like somebody on the ground trying to shoot them down.
Sure. I'd watch that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of high-powered Roman candles.
Yeah.
You put your kites up there. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Bottle rockets.
So if this is a sport, does that mean these guys are athletes?
This is not a sport.
Because, I mean, they don't look like your typical athletes.
Yeah. I don't think that counts as a sport.
I bet they have to be strong.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, fighting against the wind and with the wind. Yeah. I bet their arms are strong. Armstrong.
Like uncle strength. You know, they're kind of fat, but they can still whip the shit out of you. Fat uncle strength.
Well, then.
The uncle that never works out, but has always been stronger than everybody else.
Would whip the shit out of you. Well, who's the best kite flyer in this group? That should be who takes Alexis out and teaches her how to fly a kite.
I am not
on the roof of a parking garage.
Right, I'm not what I think you would consider to be excellent at it.
Seriously, we had that video a couple months ago. That little girl that grabbed onto the kite and it ripped her into the air.
Yeah,
I don't know that she wouldn't get taken away.
Do you worry about that, Alexis?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, kite surfing, that could
be. Well,
could
hopefully, as an adult, you'd be smart enough to realize, oh, I'm starting to come off the ground. I just need to let go of this $10 kite and let it go.
Who we talk about, though?
Hey, relax.
My crystals will protect me.
Hey, if I had a crystal, I'd be able to cut the string with it, and it would protect me. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Or if you put the crystal down, then you could use that other hand to pry your fingers off the string.
Let go. If only there were a way I could free myself from this kite. Let me pull out my crystal and saw it off.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Hey, I'm dying to know about something, if I can ask real quick. Take D. Rob.
Rob.
You got to get his headphones on. So Saturday was your girlfriend's birthday.
Correct.
And you were upset?
I was.
I thought you were upset. You had to go out. Weren't y'all doing, her friends had an around the world drinking game for her?
Yeah. I wasn't upset about anything.
Oh, okay. I saw a picture of you. Didn't look like you were very happy.
I don't like her taking pictures of me.
Oh, okay. So never mind. I thought maybe Rob had gotten upset about the birthday shenanigans that were set up for his girlfriend.
Well, it
turns out you just looked grumpy.
I wasn't upset, but I was not in the loop. And they were trying to... They were like, why did you buy her this? I was like, well, nobody told me not to. Because I bought her the biggest thing at Jameson they had at the ABC store for her birthday.
Jameson.
She loves it. Jameson and ginger is her drink.
Jameson. Okay.
So Jameson and Ace.
But I came in with it and they were like, why did you buy that? Somebody else is picking it up for the thing we're doing around the world. I was like, well, nobody told me. And how was I supposed to know?
Yeah. Did you call them a bunch of bees?
No, but they kept saying you messed it up. And I kept saying, no, I didn't, because you didn't tell me not to do this.
Why would you be messing it up? Now she has an extra bottle of Jameson.
Yeah.
The little flower that she is. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Bring me the whiskey.
Yeah, what's the downside of having more whiskey?
Exactly, none. Yeah, I don't see a problem.
I can't say anything. I've never tried Jameson.
Is Jameson whiskey?
Yeah.
Okay.
A pickleback. Yeah. Irish. Woo! I'll take a pickleback shot any day. Some Jameson.
Mm. Oh, that's the commercial where he dives off the boat. Whatever name, Jameson, dives off the boat and saves the barrel and comes back years later or whatever. Yeah. Okay. All right. I was just curious, Rob. Sorry.
No good.
But the picture, you did not look happy that I saw posted on social media.
I don't like my picture taken.
Yeah.
Especially by security cameras. So the genealogy site MyHeritage is offering this new service that even if I thought it would work, I wouldn't want it. They will animate pictures of your dead relatives, or anybody else for that matter, I guess. They're using deep fake technology to make the faces in the pictures move and make different expressions. They're not going to make people in the pictures talk, since that could get them into some legal trouble or something. I don't know. But the reanimation feature is free if you want to try it out, even with a picture of yourself. That just seems freaky to me. Why would I want?
Yeah.
Would you want a picture, like, say if it's your dad? Would you want an old picture of your dad that you could sit and talk to and it would change expressions and all while you're talking?
No, no, no.
I think that's a certain level of crazy.
That would just be weird, I would think.
Well, Kanye gave Kim that hologram of her father.
Right, but that was different.
I thought that was odd, too. I think you're getting into a gray area.
Yeah, I thought it was weird, but really, I'm just saying at least that was something. It was talking to her, and it was like something she could look at and go, oh, this is just like my father. This is. But just to sit and talk to a picture that you've looked at for 1,000 years, and the picture's just making faces, raising its eyebrows,
Harry Potter.
Turning it. That's what they said it was like, the Harry Potter thing.
It was a big thing in the books.
But no, don't get me wrong. I didn't like that whole Kanye and Kim's wicked father. I didn't like that. I didn't like that that thing at the Super Bowl with Vince Lombardi. I thought that was kind of lame.
It was lame. The thing about the Kim and Kanye deal is the whole time I'll be thinking, I mean, I really appreciate the effort here, but A, I know a couple of things. A, not his voice.
Yeah.
Because somebody else had to record that. He's been dead for years, and it's a hologram. So you know.
Mm. And then he's also giving himself compliments the whole time.
That's true. But I mean, if it was my dad, I'd be like, oh, that's not really my dad because somebody else just faked my dad's voice. And it's nice and all. I mean, you meant well. I appreciate it. But it doesn't really mean much. And if it was some recording of my dad talking to me that I never heard before, oh, my God, that'd be crazy.
Or even if it was just some recording of your dad that never had video that went with it.
Sure.
And then somebody came along and could take pictures of your, a picture of your dad and make it look like a video of your dad talking.
Yeah.
That would be kind of, you know, still, I wouldn't want that.
But I damn sure don't want a face that changes when you talk to it. It's an animated face to have up in your house. That just seems weird.
So they can only do that if you submit a picture. That's what they're saying. You submit a picture of your whoever it is.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But they say it's free.
Not everything needs to move and be animated.
Like we're really turning everything to robots.
Yeah, part of the...
Oh, shit. Exactly. Here we go.
Exactly. Oh, I'm just saying. God. But, yeah, part of the beauty of pictures, whether they're on your computer or your phone or old school pictures that you hold in your hand, is that the still photo has all you need. Like, the memories and all, it's all right there. So... I don't need to see the people moving in the picture because I'm good with what I've got. You know what I mean?
There was a viral video a couple years ago from a company. I think it was called Petsies or something like that. But it's a company that takes pictures of your animal and will recreate the animal as a stuffed animal. And it looks so lifelike.
But the
way they marketed it was they brought in people to talk about their pets that had passed.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the interview, they brought in the animal and surprised them with it, and they just erupted because they had just spent an hour talking about how much they miss their animal, and they go, "We got a surprise," and they bring it, and these people sob, and I thought, I don't know that that's the best way, or what I would do with it. I don't know if I would want that. I don't, you know, that one gave me mixed feelings too. Would you?
Yeah, because it's not this, okay, you know, like the people that have the stuffed actual animals.
Yeah, like taxidermy.
Yeah, like that stuff is weird to me. But if it's a stuffed animal that's looks like the animal that you had, I feel like that's cute.
Really?
Yeah. I would have it.
I had mixed feelings. I'm looking
at that video now. I want 10 Khaleesis. They would be so cute. I'd put them all in my bed and just lay with all of them.
Oh, well.
I'm looking at the video you're talking about. The one I'm looking at now, Riggins, is four kids. And at the end of them talking about their pet, they hand them the little stuffed animal. The difference to me is that's a stuffed animal. It's a toy.
Yeah.
Of a sort. Yeah, and I think that's kind of cool. Not my thing, but I think it's kind of neat if you want to have something like that. But if you're going to actually, you know, have a robotic dog that looks like your dog,
love that.
No.
What did Barbara Streisand do? She tried to clone her dogs.
She did clone them.
Yeah, and are they normal?
Yeah. Yeah, I looked into it.
It
was going to be $50,000, but I was like, when I found out she did it, I was like, oh, let me just look. But yeah, and they give you very specific instructions about what to do the moment the animal dies. And it involves you going in their mouth with a swab, and they have to be dead, I think. That's what they said.
Why would they have to be dead?
I don't know. And I might be wrong about that, but they said as soon as the animal dies, get in there with the swab, swipe it. Don't freeze it. Put it in a plastic bag. Get it to us as soon as possible. And it was going to be $50,000, I think is what they said.
So you decided against it?
Right now. I mean, my dog's only three, but... And I don't know that I want to clone his ass.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's part of the fun of pet ownership is to have different kinds of pets and everything.
Different personalities.
Right. I wouldn't want the next one. Like, one day when Toby dies, I wouldn't want the next dog to be the same dog over again. Because that kind of... To me, that takes away from the specialness of each individual animal.
She described why she cloned it, and she said she had a relationship with this animal that was more than just a typical pet owner of dog relationship.
Of course.
She was like my best friend, and I wanted that again.
Nobody else loves their pet as much as Barbara Streisand does. She's more important and loves on a deeper level than
you
the rest of
us. You didn't love your
us.
Dog like I loved
exactly.
my dog.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't understand how much I loved my dog. I'm Barbara Streisand. You effing idiot.
Yeah.
She didn't say all that, but she was thinking.
She might as well.
She was thinking of it.
I bet Meredith would put off buying a house to be able to clone her dogs.
Really?
I'll ask her right now. I'm pretty sure the answer is yes.
Yeah, well, then don't tell her what I said about Barbara Streisand. She'll hate me forever.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told me about this website. I can get a face mask with Khaleesi's picture on it, a pet keychain, photo pillows, custom socks.
Oh, you mean okay? I thought you meant a face mask or a COVID mask kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah,
like I don't know what you meant, like face mask, like a old school Halloween mask with a rubber band. You'll be walking around wearing Khaleesi's face on your face.
Like I'm Khaleesi, and then I would get a mask of myself to put on her face.
Weird.
Yeah.
Man.
Wouldn't that be creepy? You walk in her apartment and the cat's got a mask like her and she's got a mask like the cat. Like, what is going on in here?
Welcome to my house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least you're not doing anything to feed that stereotype that single women with cats are freaky and weird.
And once they hit 30, they get really weird.
Whatever.
Which one of you shits in a box? So.
I'm confused.
Weird.
Have you seen that video of the girl that learned how to walk or run like a horse because she loved horses so much? It was like trending a couple weeks ago.
I think so.
She looks so weird, but she's running and walking like a horse because she says she loved horses so much that she wanted to walk and run like them. And she's trotting, like she's trotting along.
She's an adult?
She's an adult.
That's horse girl energy.
Oh, horsepower.
Meet the girl that got up like a horse. Little Big Shots Australia. She's a little blonde haired girl.
I think so.
Yeah. She's on a TV show called Little.
Yeah, it used to be a show here.
Yeah. And there she is in the backyard jumping over a sawhorse they have set up in the backyard because she is literally galloping around the backyard. And jumping over things. This is crazy.
Doesn't she? It looks scary. Like if I saw someone coming at me like that. Nope.
Yeah, it looks very weird.
So, Ace, what's scarier, clones or robots to you? The advancement of cloning or the advancement of robots?
That's a good question because I don't know much about cloning. I know robots.
You don't? You're confirming that?
I thought you'd been into it for years.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know a whole lot about cloning.
I'm not exactly sure the ins and outs of how it works, how one would clone something.
I don't really know.
I've seen the results.
Something about robots I still think is more evil because cloning, you get dumber every step you go down, right?
In multiplicity, at least.
Yeah, that's. I would think clones are going to get dumber. Robots will get smarter. And robots will be stronger because they have superhuman strength when they go crazy.
Has anybody ever asked Barbra Streisand if this clone dog is as good as the first one?
Yeah, in this interview they asked. They said the personalities are exactly the same, which the cloning company does not guarantee.
Right.
So I think a lot of it.
She's full of shit.
Maybe. Very possible.
I think she's full of shit.
Very possible.
She probably yells at that dog and says, come here, you dumb shit. Last time you were way smarter than this.
Right? It's like running into the wall.
Like, she's like, since when do you eat your own poop? Yeah. You never did that when you were the first time.
In multiplicity. With the last one, he's like, I want to pet a dolphin. Like, you can't do that. I'm going to eat a dolphin. But yeah. And she did it a couple of times. I think she cloned it more than once.
Mm-hmm. And how much you want to bet there's if there's paperwork when she dies that she says she wants to be cloned?
Oh, how narcissistic can you be? Oh,
well, come look who we're talking about.
I don't know anything personally about Barbra Streisand, so
trust me.
Yeah,
yeah.
She, in my opinion, wacko. She's a wicked wacko.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be cloned, though. That's so weird.
And yeah, I don't think about how this poor dog. What if he doesn't care that much for her? He's like, you keep bringing me back. My God, let me rest in peace.
Leave
I don't want to be. I don't want to have her as my master anymore. My God, she's on my damn nerves. She never shuts up. She never laughs about anything.
Yeah,
she's a miserable, evil, crazy person. Let me go in peace. This is the fifth time I've had to come back to this girl. Damn.
Like, is that James Brolin? That is.
Oh, he's pretty cool. But yeah, she never lets me sit with him.
I like him. He's a great actor.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So we were talking about earlier today on the regular radio show. When things are kind of like backhanded compliments, especially when you get a backhanded compliment and it's basically a person telling you that you're old. And I mentioned the time I was getting my hair cut a long, long time ago. The girl was around 23 or 24. And, I said, now maybe I'm getting too old to be having my hair cut like this because I was wearing it spiky and stuff. And she said, oh, no. She said, I try to get my dad to do something cool with his hair all the time, and he won't do it. My dad. I also kind of had that feeling when Alexis first came along and she told my daughter that she used to, when she was in school, she would ride to school with her mom and pretend like Ace and I were her dads.
That's so sad.
Did you know that, Ace? Did I tell you that?
Yep.
Well, you guys are older than my dad.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Making it any better.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I don't.
Is that supposed to make me feel good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's so sad. Not for them, but for you. Just like, they could be my dad.
That she had to turn to us to be father figures? Yeah.
But it wasn't like she was sitting there going, oh, I wish they were my dads.
Yeah.
It was, wouldn't it be things we would talk about and you go, if they were my dad, I would say this.
Yeah, and like how cool they were. I was just like, oh, like, I can't imagine what it'd be like to like have them as a dad like that, you know?
Yeah.
But if you ask my kids, they would say it's not as cool as you would think.
Yeah. It ain't all it's cracked up to be.
It has its moments, but yeah, for the most part.
I can make an educated guess. Great.
Yeah. Ask my son if he enjoys me being his dad every time I text him. I just checked your grades. Why did you not turn this in on time? What? Damn. What are you talking about? It's not fun.
Yeah, I think my kids think that I'm pretty cool until it comes time where they want to buy something that's on the list of products that's banned because they're liberal.
Oh, really? You have a list of products that are banned?
Yeah, companies that I won't support because they're so radically liberal, yeah.
Well, you're not buying them. They're buying them.
With my money.
Oh, with you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then yeah, that's fair.
If they want to buy them with the money they earn, and you know, go, that's fine. Do whatever. Whatever they, in their money. But
I'm afraid to ask, but I'm dying to know what's on that list.
Nike's one.
Yeah, I already knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, Nike's the biggest one.
What's like the weirdest one? It's like Cinnabon on there. Like.
Yeah, I walked into the gym. TJ's son works at the gym, and I walked into the gym Friday, I believe, and I had some like compression pants, whatever they call them, on under my shorts and a t-shirt. And the first words that I hear walking in the door is, "Whoa, Richie's not going to like that." It was Aiden. I said, "What?" He goes, "Oh, you got Nike pants, Nike shorts, Nike shirts. What kind of America are you wanting for us?"
Doesn't fall far from the truth.
That's hilarious.
No, he's making fun. He's being sarcastic about me.
Obviously.
Yeah. But
I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, what kind of America do you want to live in?"
Mm-hmm. You want to live in a Kaepernick America? Then Okay.
It's on you.
I'm trying to think of any others that are, Dick's Sporting Goods. Mm. We go to Academy.
Okay. I don't know that I have anything like that where I just won't buy it because I don't support them.
There's been a time in the past where I've done that, and I usually end up forgetting. Like, I'm not going to that. Let's say it would be Dick. I'm not going to Dick's Sporting Goods. And then after I went and bought something there, I'd be leaving. Like, oh, damn, I was going to protest that.
Will you still support the place where you got into the altercation at the smoothie?
Oh, yeah.
I have supported any other franchise except for that one.
You won't go back to that one.
I haven't been back to that one yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, other locations, you mean, of the same company?
Yes, I go to other locations. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to one just the other day on Park Road in the Mothership Market of Charlotte, but I won't go back to that one.
Is it your choice or is it?
No, it's my choice.
Okay.
Because they banned you.
Yeah, right.
In case you missed that story, Ace beat up a 16-year-old kid who works at a smoothie shop because he didn't put enough strawberries in his cotton candy smoothie.
That's not true.
What did I say?
He actually had doused the kid in lighter fluid before the police came.
Yeah, I won't go back there because I was paying and a guy was accosting me for not wearing a mask, and I had the mask in my back pocket. I refused to put it on because he could have been nice about it. I go, oh man, I'm sorry, I just completely forgot. And so, long story short, the owner there is such a little bitch. I saw him on the phone. I could see him out of the corner of my eye on the phone, and he never said like, "Hey guys, hey, can we?" You know, like I got a guy in here yelling at me. That's cool. You're too scared to get involved, bitch. I'll never go back to this place again,
bitch.
Well, I mean, if I heard you screaming and I was the manager, I don't think I would want to get involved either.
Well, there are other people in there. The guy was yelling at me first. He started yelling at me. So somebody's just, hey, guys, you know, we don't need all this. We got other customers down here. Let's bring it down a notch or something.
We got a never masker over here.
Somebody should have broke me up.
No,
I was doing my part. I was livid and about to crush this guy. He was yelling back at me, ready to fight me. Somebody should have said, let's cool it down.
No. Because I went a while before I lost my temper. My first thing I said to him was, are you talking to me? I said, that's how you choose to approach people? And then I even said, you don't think it would have been a better idea to be nice? And I would have gotten the mask out of my pocket. And that's what I reached for. I was like, I'll be damned if I'm putting that effing mask on. It's gonna be a cold day before that happens.
You should have gone and put it on him.
And I even said, hilarious. It's right here in my pocket, but I'm damn sure not putting it on now. And then I lost my temper when he was still yelling at me. And so the guy just sat there, let the guy talk to me that way in the middle of his store. Hey, dude.
Yeah, he's just trying to get there and manage a smoothie place. He's not looking for, like, violent. Exactly. He's like, listen, I don't get paid enough.
He probably didn't take any type of courses
I think he's the owner of the smoothie
place. How do you know that?
I've seen him in there a lot when I used to go in there
managers
all the time.
Managers are there a lot also?
He looks like the owner. Like, he was telling people what to do.
Riggins is going by what he would have done if he would have been the manager.
Yeah. I mean, the most dramatic thing.
He would have said, arrest them both.
The biggest thing I'm dealing with every day is if we run out of blueberries, let alone two people fist fighting. In my establishment. I'm not looking to get involved. I don't know what
that's
I would have done.
Riggins would be like, all right, I'm going to give everybody, all you other people, free smoothies. Free smoothies. Let's all get out of here. We're just going to leave the store and go sit. We went outside.
Close it. This is too much excitement for the day. This is a smoothie place.
We're done.
It's not a pool hall.
Everybody's supposed to be in a good mood at a smoothie place.
Yeah. And I was in a great mood until the guy started yelling. I was having a great day.
Riggins, I bet if you Googled fights at smoothie places, it would come up with nothing.
Nothing. Zero results.
Shit, we got in a damn brawl again down at the snowball stand.
Yeah, what would never guess?
I know.
The snowball stand. Yeah.
There was a stabbing at the petting zoo.
I'll be damned if he's going to talk to me like that at Baskin Robbins.
I'll take this outside to the seesaw.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well, it was made for a great story.
It's saboteur.
Beating the shit out of people.
Do what you say.
Just see you. Just
Hey, welcome to Coldstone.
What can we get started for?
Are you talking to me?
Give me my raspberry cheesecake in a cup. With the waffle cone crumbles on top.
I ain't been ready to fight somebody so much since the last time I was at Disney.
It's in weird places. Yeah,
all the happy places in the world, Ace. You're trying to turn them into not happy places.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm standing
here.
He's the victim.
He wanted to fight.
Thank you, Rob. I am the victim here, everybody. I was verbally accosted by a guy because I didn't have my mask on.
Are you a kid?
No. 16. He was at least in his late 20s, probably more in his 30s. Okay. But got to be mid to late 20s, I believe, to be such a bitch. And he starts yelling at me about not wearing a mask. And I just forgot because it was Well, it was July 3rd. I know the exact date. It was Peyton's birthday because I was running errands swung in there to get something to... I had got a damn truck full of
balloons.
Balloons.
He's got a car full of balloons.
Get a balloon.
I got all these balloons.
He was at Party City. Two minutes ago.
I was at Party City is where I went to get everything. So
he goes, "You meet me in the parking lot," and he opens the door to put his smoothie in there to go fight the guy, and balloons come flying out of
it. Damn it.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, God. You're funny.
And there was a member of the radio family who was in Party City who saw me with the mask on. So I'm not an anti-masker. I just forgot to put it on because I was on the phone when I walked in the smoothie place and ordered. Then I just walked over to the counter to pay for it and forgot. And I got this douche behind me yelling at me.
Where's your silly string?
Yeah. Oh, man. You should have seen the ruckus that he started. At the American Doll store. American Girl Doll.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I always say I'm going to start cleaning up all my stuff, putting it away, so whenever the Share Funny is over, I'll be ready to go. Because usually I have to go to the restroom as soon as it's over. So if I take the time to pack up my stuff and then use the restroom on the way out, then I'm about to restroom on myself.
Don't do that.
So then you either have to do that or to go use the restroom and come back, then pack up all my stuff. God, it's a miserable life I live. I live.
It's a miserable life I live.
We live.
I'm living a miserable life, y'all. Yeah.
It's miserable. It's miserable.
So, yeah, we had to cut Share Funny in half the other day so we could have meetings with our manager, Adam, and then he could scurry off to a hockey game. And then he sent everybody a picture of himself from the hockey game. There were about 10 people in there, and I'm assuming they were all New Yorkers, so it was still probably loud. Too damn loud.
Yeah.
It was the Islanders, is that right?
I think he's
the Rangers.
Rangers.
Rangers. Was he a Rangers Trump fan? Rangers.
Yeah.
Loves the Rangers.
Yeah, hockey. Going to a hockey game by himself. Yeah, that sounds kind of like.
Oh, he went by himself? I thought he was going to.
He was meeting
a few.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be kind of sad.
That's what I thought. I was kind of sad.
Oh, I would love to go by myself to something.
Not like a game, though.
Why?
I don't know. Who are you going to talk to in between things?
Nobody. That's the thing. Talk to the person that's bringing me peanuts.
But in this scenario, with such a limited number of people allowed in the building, it's not a big deal. Just sit back and watch.
Yeah, I guess.
I could, like looking at it on TV.
Yeah, I could easily go to a ball game by myself and just have some beers and watch the game. Sure.
I'm the same way with cockfights.
Anything.
SeaWorld.
Yeah. Could y'all have fun at an amusement park by yourself?
Hell no.
No way.
I think that's a shared experience.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Now, could you have fun at an amusement park when you're with other people?
Hell no.
I didn't think so.
Far better. Yeah, I mean, I'm not crazy about amusement parks, but I would never do it alone. That seems so weird to me. Hmm. You want to be like that single rider?
It's like a serial killer, something a serial killer would do.
Right.
Going out in an amusement park
That's
by
a good
myself.
Point. Yeah,
you would never be a single rider, Riggins?
Hell no.
Not even if you're there with a group of people and then the way it works out, you're going to have to wait longer or you can go in and be a single rider. You wouldn't do that?
No.
What if you're a single rider with all the people that you came with? Like if everybody, like say they're you, Ace, and Alexis and I go and we said we're going to go through the line faster, so we'll all go in as single riders. But we're with each other in the line. You just pair up with somebody that.
No.
No?
No, I don't like that.
And they we're call you together. Out, too. They're like, a single rider? It's like, I got to call it out.
I have no problem with that. They'd be like, hey, you're a single rider. Like, oh, that's me. I'm just me. I get to go faster. Let's go.
Just me.
Yeah, are you going to ride a ride and nobody else wants to ride? Like, hey, we're going to take a break for a minute and go to the bathroom. So I'm going to ride that again. Okay, I'll get back in the single rider line and just ride by and say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I always say single ride or die.
Hey. Yeah,
that's me.
Single rider. It's like going to Lazy Five by yourself. It's like a farm we have here in the Mothership Market where you just drive your car through and feed the animals and stuff. But I love it, but I wouldn't want to do it alone.
Do you want me to take you through there one day in the back of my truck so you can really
that'd be fun.
You can really get up close and personal with the animals?
That'd be fun. That would be the dopest.
I think it's so much fun. It's like something I genuinely enjoy, but I would never do it by myself.
But I've never been.
Oh,
you've never been?
No.
Oh, you've never been?
So much fun.
Oh, really? So fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is it, 15 minutes from where I live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if that.
Oh, that's it's the best ever. It's the best.
I don't want all that camel slobber on me and stuff.
It is gross. It's gross. And you end up disgusting, but you laugh so much because it's so ridiculous.
But it's I'll take you out there if you want to ride the back of my truck.
Yeah, we should see
if you can do that.
Now that's one.
I think you can.
Can you?
That's one of the beautiful things about going. If you have kids, that I go and I'm driving, and so the window is always up on my side. So, I don't.
Y'all enjoy.
I'm good. I'm focused on
you
driving.
You don't want to feed the animals?
No, I'm fine. I don't need to feed the animals.
Party
pooper. I get to see them up close. I'm there for the kids, though. It's not about my fun. It's about the kids' fun.
Yeah, once I found out that you couldn't put peanut butter all over yourself and feed the giraffe.
Gross.
I was like, where's the fun in that?
Ugh. You got a man with peanut butter on his ball?
I don't know. Look it up, Riggins. I think
can you ride in
I
the
think
bed?
You could ride in the back in the bed of the truck. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to unless they're just a bunch of scaredy cats.
I would hug all of the animals, every single one of them.
Because what all do they have? They have cows, obviously, and
giraffes.
Then they have giraffe and camels.
Zebras.
Yeah, zebras.
Can't feed the zebras, though. They're very specific about that. Pigs, ducks, emus.
Emus, those are kind of intense.
They're a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Especially with the knives on them.
Longhorns.
Emus are mean, aren't they?
I'll probably need to wear a helmet going through the emus.
Emu is not as mean as an ostrich. An ostrich is really mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't people ride ostriches or ostrich?
What's
multiple ostrich?
You could.
I would definitely ride an ostrich.
I don't think you can. They're mean.
That'd be a vibe.
So was it? They could hurt you too.
Was it emus or ostriches your dad was into?
Emus.
Emus.
That was a big thing for a while because our neighbor did them.
Yeah. TJ's dad had some emus when we first met.
How do you say it?
Emu.
Emu.
I never thought it. I always thought it was an emu.
It may be. I may be saying it again incorrectly. I always said emu because it has a U on it. It's EMU, right?
Oh, it's EMU?
I think so.
Yeah.
Emu. I don't know.
But I could be totally mispronouncing it.
Emus.
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 But anyway, yeah, they're good.
Do they have alpacas?
Like the meat tastes like hamburger more than chicken.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you never had an ostrich burger?
Never.
Really good. Fantastic, actually.
I've never even seen it on a menu.
Yeah. No, oh, that's right.
Give me a break.
Sorry.
Where have you seen, other than that place that serves like wild game?
I've had it many times.
Okay.
Many times.
Just straight up lying now.
No, I'm not.
You've had an ostrich burger many times?
Many times.
What's the temperature? How do you cook? How do you cook it?
Like you would a burger.
Oh.
What do you mean? How do you cook?
Like medium well done.
Yeah. I think it still counts as foul, so you wouldn't want it rare.
Where's the majority of the meat coming from? The leg or the
body of
the body of it?
Yeah. And that long ass neck.
Ew, neck burger.
I like to chew on the neck meat.
Neck burger. I have me what a good eating? Neck burger.
Ostrich neck meat.
Ostrich jerky.
Ostrich neck meat.
I don't know. Maybe you do eat some of the neck. I don't know.
I can't picture what it looks like without the feathers. Never seen them plucked.
I think an ostrich has the long neck without feathers on it, doesn't it? Isn't it pink?
Yeah.
Ostrich?
Yeah.
It's got feathers.
Pink, are you thinking of a flamingo?
No, I'm talking about the neck.
I ate a flamingo. That'd be some crazy shit.
Oh, that would be messed up.
Why?
Eating a flamingo? I don't know. That just seems like mean. They're nice. Ostriches are mean, at least. So.
Cows are really nice.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes they come running after you, so...
Right. Well, maybe.
Hey, look at her as prey.
Maybe in El Salvador.
They did. My mom almost got attacked by a cow. They can't. Like, was running after her.
Okay. The wily cow.
The wily cow. Yeah, you got to watch out. A cow's hard to get away from.
See, Regan, see you.
That's an ostrich?
Mm-hmm. So it's got a big body on it.
Yeah.
You get a lot of meat off of it.
I bet.
And then you can take the neck and whoop hell out of somebody with it.
Yeah.
Grab by the head and whip them. That's crazy.
Yeah. So see, you learn something every day. Every day up in here, you learn something.
DJ's eating a lot of ostrich burgers.
I can't believe you never had it.
Never. I've never seen it on a menu, ever.
If you went to a butcher shop that's, you know, not in the grocery store or something, like if it's a real fancy, not fancy, but in a thorough butcher shop, and that's all they do is meat, you could probably find it.
I've seen the egg. People try to make the egg before.
I was just thinking an omelet from an ostrich egg would be huge.
I think that's what they tried to make, and they had to drill into it. Like you couldn't
drill?
Just, yeah, you didn't. You could stand on them. So they had to use a drill to get into it.
Do you think I could fit inside of an ostrich egg shell?
I'd like to see you try.
Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah. Just like scratch myself.
You could fit inside of a duck egg shell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if she weren't, well, I don't know. We'd still probably end up getting flack for it. I was going to say, if she weren't a woman, we could do a whole series of what will Alexis fit into.
Yeah, but that's going to.
But yeah.
Oh, would that be bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People would be saying you're promoting doing dangerous things, like telling kids to get in the side of inside dishwashers and, you know, things like that. And it's degrading. All that kind of stuff.
But yeah.
And I still want to do it.
That's why chose it.
Yeah. I mean, the first time we give her a hat that's actually a chip and dip bowl.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, they'd call the news.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.